Last week we looked at a question that was posed regarding the Sabbath and the instructions of the apostles. In essence, the person asked for evidence regarding believers and the Sabbath. The Sabbath amongst believers at the time of Yeshua wasn't a question of if, but rather how. How are we intended to honor Adonai? When we look at the Gospels and the teachings of Yeshua, they involved improper instructions that were fully ingrained within the culture. Yeshua's response was to correct these incorrect views being conveyed by the leaders of this time. When we look at Matthew chapter 12, there are several examples regarding Yeshua's instructions. In response to the following question in verse 10, a man there had a shriveled hand. Looking for a reason to accuse him of something, they asked him, "Is healing permitted on the Sabbath?" Yeshua's response uses a classical Jewish method of answering a question with a question, to invoke both a thought and a response. But he answered, "If you have a sheep that falls in a pit on the Sabbath, which of you would not take hold of it and lift it out? How much more valuable is a man than a sheep? Therefore, what is permitted on the Sabbath is to do good." The intent of Yeshua's response is to convey the value of someone being made whole and therefore being able to enjoy the day that Adonai has set apart from all other days of the weekly cycle. When we look at the actual instruction for the Sabbath found in Exodus chapter 20 and verses 8 through 11, it is the head of the household who is ultimately responsible for those under his authority to enter into the rest of Adonai, which is on the seventh day. Remember the day, Shabbat, to set it apart for God. You have 6 days to labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath for Adonai, your God. On it you are not to do any kind of work, not you, your son, your daughter, not your male or female slave, not your livestock, not the foreigner staying with you inside your gates of your property. For in 6 days Adonai made heaven and earth, the sea and everything in them, but on the seventh day he rested. This is a day Adonai blessed, Shabbat, and separated it for himself. The instruction is simple. However, it became more complicated because Torah is not always black and white, but offers areas of gray that require additional instruction. The Sabbath is one of those gray areas. As simple as it sounds, it would become more complicated. Next time we will look at the definition of work. This week, Messianic Perspectives is offering the message, "Whatever Happened to the Sabbath?" to anyone sending a tax-deductible gift in any amount in support of this ministry and Portland's only Messianic Jewish synagogue, Kehillah Portland. If God places this ministry upon your heart, please send your offering to Jewish Heritage Revival, 12 Liberty Lane, Unit 68, South Portland, Maine, 04106. Please be sure to include your name and address so that we may send you a copy of the message and your tax-deductible receipt. Feel free to send your questions and comments to info@JewishHeritageRevival.com. Past segments of Messianic Perspectives are archived on our website, ShalomMaine.com. So until next time, when we will continue our journey into Messianic Perspectives, Todah and Shalom. Thank you for listening.